It's going to be, I think, a tough, hard-fought football game, and I know we have a big challenge ahead of us, and we need to get ready to play.
They won't let you run much, I don't think. What does that do to your game plan?
Well, we're always striving to be balanced, and we know it's going to be tough. But we're going to prepare as hard as we can, and try and play a good game.
Kerry, there are football games, and then there are games against the Steelers. No matter what the record is, it's a little bit something else, isn't it?
They always bring it. They're always physical. They always come ready to play, and they've got an attitude on defense that they're going to stop whatever you're going to do, and they bring that, and they bring it every game, and that's why we got to be ready to play.
You're from up there. Did you grow up a Steelers fan?
I did not. I grew up an Eagles fan. I grew up the other half of the state, okay, in the eastern part. So,
can you keep pounding the rock? Can you keep running it at them, or do you have to almost think in terms of, all right, we're going to have to throw this thing here?
Yeah, we're going to try and do whatever we can. We're certainly going to try and put a good game plan together, and try and move the ball any way we can.
The resolve you've showed so often this season, where if things haven't gone well, you kind of fought through. Might that be at a premium here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously we didn't play our best game on Sunday, and we've got to come back and correct mistakes and play a lot better this week.
The series, even in this game, there's going to be some times where you come to the sidelines probably not pleased with what you've done, and you got to be able to kind of...
Yeah, that's every game, though. I mean, but I think especially this weekend, they're good. You got to give them credit, and they're going to make their plays.
Kerry, what's the atmosphere around this facility with so much riding on the game? Is it any different, any more amped up, any tighter, guys less joking around? Do you notice anything?
I think we're businesslike like we always are. I think we all realize what's at stake. I think everybody's just worried about getting the game plan in and getting ready to try and play a good game.
How much do you get motivated by last week, and knowing that you guys are capable of a lot better than what you showed? How much does that help?
I think the fact that we played poorly will be a motivational factor. I know it will be for me. I bet you that there's a lot of guys in this locker room that feel the same way. So we definitely feel like we've got some redeeming to do this weekend.
Kerry, at this point, is the season wearing on you? How are you physically?
I feel fine. Guys are taking good care of me up front, and I've got a lot of energy, and physically feel really good.
What's been the key to their red zone defense? They're keeping teams out of the end zone. They've been the best in the league.
Yeah, they just don't give teams a lot of room to do anything. I mean, they have guys in areas. They're really disciplined and just obviously good against the run. So they tighten up the noose, so to speak, when you get towards the red zone. But really, they're good up and down the field.
Knowing how good they are against the run and how important the run has been for you guys this year, is that kind of a particular challenge for you?
Yeah, I mean it's going to be a big challenge for us. They're not only good against run, they're good against the pass. So, it's going to be a big challenge all the way around.
Based on this line of questioning, it seems like a lot of, negative stuff. Do you feel like an underdog here?
Yeah, I don't get the feeling you guys think we're going to do too well this weekend. But, we kind of carry that around with us anyway. So,
with two of the best defenses going against each other, do you feel like it can be that one offensive play that will really make a difference?
I think we need to limit the bad plays. I think obviously, at some point to win any football game, you're going to have to make plays, and no different this week.
Are you happy to see Michael and Kevin get the Pro Bowl nod?
I was very glad to see them get recognition. Chris Johnson as well, Chris Hope, Albert. I mean, those guys are deserving. They've had great years, and they deserve all the accolades.
For you, you're just glad to keep playing, right?
I'm just happy to be playing, happy to just be in there, and happy to be part of a good football team.